Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira toko ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Waikato Hauraki MP Nanaia Mahuta has expressed sympathy for a petition calling for the end of mining on conservation land. The 11,000 signature petition was delivered yesterday to Parliament by Coromandel Watchdog of Hauraki. Ms Mahuta says Labour supports the kaupapa in principle.
I don't see a problem in terms of that aspiration. It's been an issue with the previous government, different colour, different time, but we understand just how important it is to preserve the natural quality and features of our conservation estate.
The petition could put pressure on Labour to back a members' bill by Greens Environment spokesperson Eugenie Sage calling for a mining ban. 8 Ngāti Wai Marae along the eastern coast of Te Tokerau will be fitted with solar panels to create a virtual power network to support rural households. The project, known as Te Rangi Paki, or Ngāti Wai, is one of 16 small-scale solar projects to be funded from the third round of the Māori Housing Renewable Energy Fund. The project supports up to 150 households with insecure access to power, or who are experiencing energy hardship, or who can benefit from the sharing surplus power through community energy networks or microgrids. Associate Housing Minister Penny Henare says the project's from earlier funding rounds have in some cases halved whānau power bills. Energy and Resource and Housing Minister Megan Woods says the projects allow government to test new ways to share and store off-grid renewable energy and to better understand the costs, benefits and challenges. Urgent action is needed to improve conditions for community support workers. A Health Research Council-funded study presented yesterday to Health Minister Andrew Little found those helping people in their homes were often isolated, marginalised, financially stressed and with insecure working conditions. Lead author Catherine Ravenswood says Māori workers, who make up at least 12% of the 70,000-strong workforce, were particularly affected during COVID lockdowns and beyond.
Māori support workers face additional barriers, like a lack of cultural understanding and not enough supportive networks within this workforce for them.
Catherine Ravenswood says while many of the workers are employed by private companies, the government ultimately funds them. This year's secondary school's Ngā Kapahaka Kura Tuarua or Aotearoa National Competition will be held this year over 2 days and in 5 different rohe. Performances will be live streamed with judging taking place a couple days later. Tournament kei kōrero Harley Emery says the tournament was broken up because of concerns any shift in COVID-19 settings could impose additional financial and other costs on schools and performers.
There's a cohort of Year 12 students that have never ever stood in a national competition, and had we been cancelled or cancelled the event altogether, they would never have had the opportunity to stand. People are looking at the COVID thing, and that's obviously in our faces, but there are so many more issues as to why we've done it this way.
And that's your Wātea News.